as senior pastor and preaching to this congregation.
今天在国语堂是我最后一次以主任牧师的身份为大家讲道。
Most of you know that I will be retiring at the end of October.
大家可能都知道我在十月底会退休。
And even though I shared about my retirement a year ago, the time is quickly approaching.
虽然我在去年已经宣布我要退休了，但是时间过得很快。
I have less than 2 months as a senior pastor of this church.
我只剩下大概两个月的时间就是当主任牧师了。
And in a church like ours with 7 services, it will take me a while to preach through all the services my last sermon.
这个教会很大，有七个堂会，所以我需要花一段的时间向每一个堂会做这个最后的讲道。
Now I've been praying and thinking about what to share in this my last sermon.
我一直在祷告，想求神告诉我，我要跟大家分享些什么呢？
And I've chosen to preach from the goodbye sermon of Paul to the elders of Ephesus in Acts chapter 20.
我就挑选了这个《使徒行传》二十章保罗对这个以弗所各个长老的最后临别的讲道。
It is the only sermon recorded in the book of Acts that is addressed to Christians.
这个是使徒行传里唯一对信徒所讲的记录的所讲的道。
All the other sermons are addressed to unbelievers.
其他的讲道呢都是对那些未信的人去讲的。
But the Holy Spirit guided the writer Luke to record some of the details of this message starting in verse 17.
圣灵呢就感动了带领了这个作者就是路加去详细的记录了这个讲道从第十七节开始。
Now, Paul is on his third missionary journey.
保罗呢是在他第三次的宣教的旅程。
It takes him through Asia Minor, or what we call today Turkey.
神带他经过了小亚细亚就是今天我们所说的土耳其。
And it is called Asia in the text.
在这个经文里说的是亚细亚。
Now, Paul spent 3 years ministering in the city of Ephesus.
保罗呢在以弗所呢花了三年的时间去讲道。
Ephesus is on the west coast of Asia Minor facing Greece.
以弗所呢是在亚细亚的西岸它面对着希腊。
And it seems that the 3 years that he spent was in Ephesus was the longest he spent in any one place.
似乎呢，就是我们知道的，他在以弗所所花的那三年是他在所有地方花的最长的时间。
He evangelized there, he taught there, he encouraged the church.
他在那里宣道讲道，而且教导，而且鼓励当地的教会。
And the church in Ephesus became a thriving church.
然后以弗所呢就成为了一个很兴旺的教会。
Now, Paul felt compelled to go back to Jerusalem at some point.
保罗呢有一个催促，他想回到耶路撒冷。
But God indicated to him that if he went to Jerusalem, he would probably never go back to Ephesus.
但是神告诉他，如果保罗你回到耶路撒冷以后，你就可能不能再回到以弗所了。
So Paul wanted to give the church at Ephesus some parting words.
所以呢，保罗就想对以弗所有一个临别的话。
But he knew so many people in Ephesus.
因为他在以弗所认识了很多很多人。
And he felt he needed to be in Jerusalem by the feast of Pentecost, according to verse 16.
保罗呢就在十六节的里边就说他他的感觉呢是要自己在五旬节之前回到耶路撒冷。
So Paul called the elders of Ephesus to meet him in a city called Miletus, which was 35 miles south of Ephesus.
然后呢，保罗呢就召集了当地的长老，以弗所的长老，在一个地方叫美利都。这个地方呢，就是在以弗所以南35里的地方。
Now, when we say the elders, it doesn't just mean the old people of the church.
当我们说长老呢，就不是指教会里年纪比较年长的那些人。
The elders actually mean the highest level of leaders in the church.
长老呢，其实意思呢，就是在教会里比很高层的一个领导的一群人。
Now initially, the leaders of the church was the apostles.
刚开始的时候，教会的领导人呢是使徒们。
But as the church grew, the elders were appointed in each of the local churches.
当教会增长了以后呢，每个当地的教会呢就会委任一些人做长老。
And they certainly were mature believers.
当然，他们是在灵里很成熟的一些人。
And the New Testament uses the titles elder, overseer, and pastor interchangeably.
在新约圣经里，长老、监督、牧师这些词呢，都是互相可以互换的。
In this goodbye message to the elders, Paul instructed them how to take care of the church after he's gone.
在这个临别的就讲道的时候呢，保罗就提醒了这些长老如何在他离开以后去牧养这个教会。
So in some sense, I'm also trying to share with you how to take care of the church after I step down as senior pastor.
所以今天我也想就是借着这个机会跟提醒大家怎么去照顾我们的教会当我退休了以后。
Now, obviously, there are some key differences between Paul's situation and my situation.
当然，我的境况跟保罗当时的境况是很不一样的，有一些不一样的。
I'm certainly not an apostle like Paul.
当然，我不是使徒，不像保罗一样。
Also, I'm not going away anywhere and not coming back.
而且呢，我不是说我要离开也不回来了。
I have no plans to move away from Boston.
我没有计划离开波士顿。
I'm planning to go to the Philippines right after I retire.
我的打算呢，就是我退休以后我会去菲律宾。
But only for a few weeks.
只是几个礼拜。
I'm beginning helping one of our missionaries to train some young ministers.
我呢，就是被邀请去我们一个宣教士邀请我去训练一些新的同工，年轻的同工。
I don't have any very specific plans about what to do after my retirement.
我没有一个特定的计划，就是退休以后我没有。
But I plan to remain active in ministry.
但是我呢，就想我在事工上我还是会很活跃的。
I just will not be a senior pastor of this church.
我只是不再当这个教会的主任牧师了。
For instance, I want to finish a book on parenting that I started many, many years ago, but never finished.
例如呢，我就想把我很多年前开始写的一本关于教导儿女做父母，就是身为父母怎么去教导儿女的一本书，把它完成。
So I'm open to how the Lord leads in the future.
所以呢，我对神如何去带领我呢？我是一个有一个很开放的心态的。
But I thought this passage with Paul's goodbye is something that I want to express to all of you as well.
但是呢，这个保罗最后的这个临别的讲道呢，也是有一些信息我想跟大家分享的。
Now some of you say, well, this message Paul was addressed to the elders, the leaders.
大家可能会说啊，保罗这个临别的讲道是对长老们讲的，是对领导讲的。
And you may say, well, I'm not a leader.
你可能说我不是一个领导。
But in some sense, we are all leaders.
但是呢，其实某个层面上我们都是领导。
You could define leadership as influence.
你可以把领导定义为影响。
And all of us influence other people.
我们所有人都影响其他人。
We could be an older sister.
我可能是别人的姐姐。
We could be a mother or father.
我们可能是别人的父母。
We could be a neighbor.
我们可能是别人的邻舍。
We could be a coworker.
我们可能是同事。
But all of us influence the people around us.
所以呢，我们每一个人都在影响我们身边的每一个人。
So the elders, because of their position, they have perhaps greater influence.
当然，作为长老呢，可能有更大的影响力。
But all of us influence others, and so therefore, I feel this can apply to all of us.
但是呢，我们影响身边每一个人，所以我觉得这个讲道对我们来说是可以应用到的。
And I've included the three main ideas in an outline that hopefully you have.
在大家的这个讲义里边呢，有三个重点。
The first main idea is that Paul wants to tell the elders is to lead by example.
第一点呢，就是保罗提醒长老们要以身作则。
And this is found in verses 18 through 28.
这个呢，就是在18节和28节里都有提到的。
In verse 18, he says, "You yourselves know how I live among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia."
第十八节说，你们知道，自从我到亚细亚来的日子以来，我为人如何
？So Paul draws attention to his own life.
所以呢，保罗把大家的注意力带到他自己的生命上。
Later in verse 28, Paul tells the elders to pay attention to their own lives as they lead the church.
之后呢，二十八节，保罗提醒这些长老们、监督们、他们要自己谨慎。
For in verse 28, it says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock.
第二十八节里就说，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。
So Paul tells these leaders to lead by example.
保罗呢，告诉这些长老们要以身作则。
And he wants them to follow his example in three ways.
保罗希望长老们可以跟随保罗自己的榜样。有三点。
He wants them to follow his example in terms of first, full commitment.
第一点呢，就是要全力以赴。
And if you read through this passage, you'll see that Paul is fully committed to the gospel.
如果大家看过整个经文的话，大家都会知道保罗是一个委身在这个福音上面的。
Verse 24 says, "I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God."
第二十四节。我虽不以生命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Since Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus, he has been committed to this goal.
自保罗在大马色改变成为基督徒以后，他一生就是有这个志向，有这个目标。
He has been willing to endure hardship and persecution.
他愿意去经历苦难和逼迫。
He is willing even to go to Jerusalem to minister, even if it means his death.
他甚至愿意回到耶路撒冷去做事工，虽然那个可能意味着他会失去生命。
And so Paul wants the leaders to follow his example of full commitment.
所以呢，保罗希望长老们就是跟随他的榜样，要全力以赴。
Now Paul uses the metaphor of a race.
保罗在这里用了一个比赛跑的这个比喻。
And all of us here in Boston know understand races and marathons.
我们身在波士顿，我们当然知道这个跑步比赛和马拉松。
Now, when someone comes toward the end of the race, what do they do?
当一个运动员快到终点的时候，他会怎么做呢？
Do they slow down?
他们会慢下来吗？
Do they just start walking?
他们会开始走步吗？
No, they speed up.
当然不是，他们会加速。
They want to finish strong.
他们想强而有力地完成这个比赛。
They want to give all they have left.
他们想把自己的全力都用出来完成这个比赛。
And that's a picture of what Paul is doing in his life.
这个呢，就是保罗在耶路撒冷所做的这个事情。
You may say Paul was retirement age.
大家可能会说啊，保罗已经到了退休的年龄了。
He had a very successful ministry.
他有一个很好很成功的事工。
He endured a lot of hardship and trials.
他已经经历了很多的苦难和试炼。
And maybe Paul should be thinking about taking it easy now.
保罗呢应该在这个时候可以慢下来休息一下。
Maybe he can find a nice summer home on the Mediterranean Sea.
可能呢他应该在地中海找一个比较舒服的地方休息。
You know, from this, you can say Paul was committed to finishing the course strong.
在这里呢，我们看到保罗呢是想全力以赴地完成这个比赛。
He was also not motivated by money or wealth.
他呢也不是为了金钱和财富去做的。
Verse 33 to 35 says this.
第三十三节到第三十五节里面提到了。
He says, I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel.
他说，我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣物。
Apparently, there were people, ministers even in his day, who wanted to be in the ministry so they can get more money.
当然，在那个时候，其实也有一些事工呢，有一些主的同工呢，他们想做为主做工，但是他们的目的呢是想得到一些金钱。
But Paul was not motivated by money.
但是保罗不是这样的，他不是因为金钱而去侍奉的。
He was fully committed to the spreading of the gospel.
他只是想全力以赴的去传福音。
He thought that the money that God has given to him was to be used as a blessing to other people.
他认为神赐给他的金钱是对其他人的祝福。
So the question is, what motivates you?
我现在问大家，什么能让你有这个动机去侍奉呢？
What are you committed to?
你想为什么去委身呢？
Some people are committed to their career.
有些人呢就想奉献一生为他自己的事业。
Some people are committed to their family.
有些人呢为家庭。
Some people are committed to having a nice retirement.
有些人呢就一生就为了有一个很好的退休生活。
But Paul's commitment was to the gospel.
但是保罗所想的呢，唯一所想的呢就是福音。
And so his desire was.To be able to spread the gospel with every ounce of energy that he had.
保罗的意愿呢，就是他要用每一分力，用尽每一分力去传福音。
And so all of us have influence over other people.
我们每个人都会影响其他人。
You may have influence in your workplace.
你可能在工作的地方有影响力。
In your school.
在你的学校里。
Or in your family.
在你的家庭里。
And so, not all of us will be pastors or missionaries.
我们不是每一个人都是要当牧师，当这个传教士。
But we need to follow Paul's example of full commitment to sharing the gospel to others.
但是我们要以保罗为榜样，用我们全力以赴的力量去传讲福音。
But Paul not only wanted the elders, the leaders.To be fully committed to the goal of the gospel, but also to have full humility as well.
保罗呢，不单只希望长老们可以全力以赴地去传福音，但是也想他们凡事谦卑。
Verse 18 and 19 says, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the last first day that I set in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility."
第十八、第十九节里边说过了，自从我来到亚细亚的日子以来，你们中间始终知道我为人如何服侍主，凡事谦卑。
Notice it says all humility.
在这里说凡事谦卑。
His humility was not partial.
他的谦卑呢，不是只是一部分的，不是部分的。
He did not just turn on his humility for certain times and occasions.
他不是说遇到某一个时间某一个境况他才说我要谦卑。
Now, I know in among Chinese culture, many of us can have what I call false humility.
我知道大家我们中国人的这个传统的文化里可能有一些假的谦卑。
But Paul humility was true, it was genuine.
但是保罗的谦卑是真实的。
Now, Paul obviously was an apostle.
保罗当然是一个使徒。
He had much fruit in his ministry.
他在这个他的事工里有很多的果子。
Many key people came to Christ.
很多人因为他而信主。
Many churches were established.
很多教会被建立了。
But Paul did not boast in this.
但是保罗没有自夸。
He recognized he was just a tool that God was using.
他知道自己只是神使用的一个工具。
He did not see him as some worthy person.
他不认为自己是一个有价值的人。
Listen to what Paul wrote about himself in some of his letters.
大家可以看看保罗的书信里他如何的去描写自己。
In 1 Corinthians 15:9, he says, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle."
在哥林多前书的十五章第九节里说，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒。
In Ephesians 3:8, it says, "I am the very least of all the saints."
以弗所书三章八节里说，我本来比众圣徒最中最小的还小。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, he wrote, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost."
提摩太前书的一章十五节里说，耶稣基督降世为要拯救世人，在罪人中我是罪魁。
So Paul did not see himself as this great person.
保罗呢，不认为自己是一个伟大的人。
In fact, he sees himself as an unworthy servant of the Lord.
他认为自己是一个没有价值的神的仆人。
His confidence was not in himself.
他的信心不是来自于他自己。
His confidence was in God.
他的信心是来自于神。
And we see this in what he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant.
在哥林多后书的三章第五到第六节，并不是我们凭自己能担当什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事。
So Paul, as he addresses the leaders, says, "Lead by example."
当保罗劝勉这些领导的时候，他说：“你们要以身作则。”
He points to himself as an example.
他指出自己，我就是一个好的榜样。
Lead with full commitment.
我带领大家是我全力以赴的。
Lead with full humility.
我带领的时候是凡事谦卑的。
And finally, he says, "Lead with the full word of God."
最后呢，他就说用神的话语，完全的话语来领导大家。
And we see this in verses 20 and 26.
我们在第二十和第二十六节里看到
，verse 20 says, "How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable in teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jew and to Greek of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ."
在第二十节里说，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说，或在众人前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
And then in verse 26 and 27, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God."
第26和第27节，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
So you notice the word shrink in those two passages.
我们看到这两段圣经里都有这个避讳这个字。
And we shrink when we avoid something that we're afraid of.
当我们害怕一些东西的时候呢，我们就避讳它。
And Paul is saying, yes, there are some things that are uncomfortable to talk about sometimes.
保罗也承认，有一些东西它是谈起来不太自然的。
There are things that people may feel offended.
有一些事情，别人听了以后可能觉得被侵犯了。
But yet Paul was saying, I'm going to say them anyway.
但是保罗说，我还是要说。
Because it's necessary for you.
因为这个对你是必须的。
And so he says, I did not shrink from sharing you with the whole counsel of God.
他这里就说，神所说的话，我没有一样避讳不说的。
Now today we also can shrink from sharing fully from God's word.
今天呢，我们也会有时候避讳说神的话。
See, it's easy to talk about how loving God is.
谈神的爱的时候好像很容易。
But it's hard to talk about sin.
但是谈到罪的时候，我们觉得很困难。
It's hard to talk about judgment.
谈到论断的时候，我们觉得。
It's hard to talk about hell.
当谈到地狱的时候，我们也觉得很难。
It's hard to talk about sexual purity in this age.
在这个年纪，可能我们很难去谈到性的纯洁这个题目。
It's hard to talk about money or racism.
谈到种族歧视和金钱的时候，我们也觉得有困难。
And so all these are subjects that sometimes people avoid.
这些题目呢，大家可能就是有些人会去避免。
But Paul was saying, I did not avoid it.
但是保罗说，我没有避讳。
Because the word of God talks about it, and I need to share it with you.
因为神的话语里边有这些东西，所以我需要跟你们讲。
And so that's why Paul says, I want to share with you the full message of what God says.
所以保罗说，我要把神全部的话语告诉你们。
And this passage also alludes to another passage in the Old Testament.
这一段讲到呢，其实是隐约指向了旧约圣经里的一段圣经。
That it's probably thinking about a passage in Ezekiel chapter 33.
他可能会想到旧约里的以西结书的第三十三章。
You see, God appointed the prophet Ezekiel to be like a watchman along the wall.
神呢委任了这个先知以西结呢，就好像一个在门口的一个看守者。
The job of the watchman on the wall is to look out for the enemy before as they're coming.
这个城墙上面的看守者的职责呢，就是要去观察，看看敌人有没有来。
And his job was to sound the alarm if he sees the enemy coming.
他另外一个职责呢，就是他看到敌人来的时候，他要发出警报。
But if the watchman was lazy, he was sleeping, then the enemy can come in and just take over the city.
但是这个看守者如果懒惰的话，他睡觉的话，那他就看不见这个敌人在逼近了。
But if the watchman did his job, sounded the alarm, then it's really up to the people to respond.
但是呢，如果这个看守者他发出了警告，这个责任呢，就是在我们听到警报的这些人身上了。
And so, the idea is Ezekiel needed to sound the alarm.
这个意思呢，就是以西结需要去发出警报。
But if people ignored it, then their blood is not on his hands.
但是如果那些人对这个警报没有反应的话，这个责任就不在以西结身上了。
So Paul felt that his message was complete.
保罗觉得他对大家说的话已经是完整的了。
He sounded the alarm.
他已经发出了警报了。
But it's up to the people to respond.
但是呢，接不接受是听众的责任。
So this relates to the second major point.
这个呢就是带到第二点。
Not only are the leaders to follow his, to lead by example,
领导者呢不单只要以身作则。
They are to look out for spiritual wolves.
他们呢也要留意圣灵上的灵性上的狼群。
Look at verse 29 to 31.
我们看第二十九节和到第三十一节。
For I know after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears.
第二十九节，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们，所以你们当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不说的流泪，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
Now this imagery is very similar to what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount.
这个影像呢，就好像主耶稣在登山宝训上面说的。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves."
在这个马太福音的第七章第十五节里说，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来。披着羊皮。
A few years ago, I got bitten by a dog.
几年前呢，我被一只狗咬了。
I was walking along with my wife, minding my own business.
我就在街上走，跟我太太，然后我们自己就在走。
And there was this woman that was walking her dog.
有一个女士呢，她在遛狗。
And all of a sudden, as we're walking by, the dog just jumped at me and bit me right in.My rear end here.
那个突然呢，那个狗就跳到我身上，然后咬到了我的臀部。
And the woman tried to pull her dog away.
那个女士呢就想把那个狗拉走。
And the dog kept biting.
然后呢，但是那个狗呢就一直咬我。
And it probably only lasted a few seconds.
虽然那只有几秒。
But my pants were ripped.
我的裤子破了。
And later on, when I looked at it, all my whole body on this side was black and blue.
然后呢，我再去检查呢，后来我发现我整个的这一部分呢，都有黑有青的那个淤血。
And I had to go to the doctor, and it took a while for it to heal.
我要去看医生，这个康复的时间也挺长的。
And that's just.What I would call a superficial bite, because there was really no blood. It was just bruising from the bite.
我认为呢，那个只是一个表面的咬伤，因为没有血流出来，只是表面上有淤青。
But look at what Paul is trying to say here.
但是我们看看保罗在这里想说什么呢？
There are going to be wolves that come.
这里说呢，这里要。有这个灵性上的豺狼要来。
And they're not just going to bark.
他们不单只像狗一样，他们会吠。
They're not just going to bite and let go.
他们不是像狗一样咬了以后就走了。
They're there to kill the sheep.
他们来呢是要杀这些羊。
They want to rip those sheep apart and eat them.
他们的目的呢就是把这些羊撕碎，然后吃了他们。
So why does Paul use such vivid imagery?
为什么保罗用了一个这么生动的这个画面呢？
Because he's trying to tell us how dangerous spiritual wolves can be.
因为他想告诉我们灵性上的豺狼是多么的恐怖。
Because we sort of think that false teaching is not a big deal.
我们有时候会想啊，这些不正确的教导可能不是一个大问题。
We don't understand how dangerous false teaching can be.
我们不知道假的就是不正确的教导有多么的危险。
Last month we had a booth in Chinatown in the August Moon Festival.
上个月我们在中国城里有一些摊位，就是庆祝中秋。
And there were a number of religious organizations that set up booths in Chinatown.
很多呢宗教的团体也在那个活动上有一些摊位。
But I would say most of them promote false teaching.
我认为他们大多数都在宣讲不正确的教导。
See, we may think, oh, people becoming more religious. That's good.
我们可能会想啊，很多人都变成了很属灵的，我们觉得啊很好。
Well, at least these people believe in God.
最低限度这些人他们信神了。
But God sees them as spiritual wolves.
但是神看他们就是他们是灵性上的豺
狼。They are teaching things that are dangerous.
他们教导的东西是很危险的。
They can ruin a believer.
他们会毁坏一个信徒。
And they can come from outside.
他们可以从外边来。
But it also can from inside.
他们也可以从里边出来。
It says in verse 3, from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them.
这个经文里面说，就是从你们里边也会出现一些不正确的教导，然后把你们毁坏。
So the idea of twisted is that they start with some truth.
这个扭曲的概念呢，就是他们开始的时候有一些东西可能是正确的。
But they twist it.
但是他们扭曲了。
And so it's not really the true truth at all.
后来呢，就变成不正确的了。
And so he also says that Jesus was saying there are people who are wolves who have sheep's clothing.
耶稣也说过，有一些是披着羊皮的狼。
And basically, what Jesus is saying, sometimes you can't tell who the wolves are because they look like sheep.
耶稣呢，就是想说，有时候你真的分辨不出来谁真的是狼，因为他们披着羊皮。
And so, how do you identify who the spiritual wolves are?
我们怎么能去辨别这些灵性上的豺狼呢
？Well, I think you identify the spiritual wolves in the same way you identify counterfeit money.
其实呢，这个道理呢，就像我们验辨假钞一样，去验辨这些灵性上的豺狼。
See, the way to identify counterfeit money is not to study the counterfeit money.
怎么去辨认假钞呢？就是我们不要去仔细看那个假钞。
It's to study the real money, the genuine money.
我们要仔细的去研究这个真的钱是怎么样的。
And if you know the real money, very well, then you can identify the counterfeit money very easily.
如果你对真钞很了解、很清楚，你就很容易的能辨别到假钞是怎么样的。
And so it means that all of us need to know God's word.
所以呢，我们每一个人都需要去明白神的话语。
To know the truth that's in God's word.
我们要明白圣经里边的真理。
And then we can identify who the spiritual wolves are.
之后呢，我们就可以辨别谁是灵性上的豺狼。
And so this was Paul's warning, to watch out.For spiritual wolves.
这个呢，就是保罗的警告，我们要当心这些残暴的豺狼。
The last point that Paul makes in this message is found in verse 32.
最后保罗最后的一点呢，就是在32节里边说的。
And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
三十二节，如今我把你们交托神和他的恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So Paul was saying not only lead by example.
保罗说，我们不单只要以身作则。
Not only look out for spiritual wolves.
我们不单只要当心这个灵性上的豺狼。
But he's saying to these leaders, entrust the church to God.In His Word,
他最后呢提醒这些长老要将教会托付于神和他的话语。
Because now that Paul was leaving, maybe the leaders and particularly the church was getting very fearful.
当保罗要离开的时候，这些领导们或者整个教会都觉得很彷徨。
Maybe they were saying to Paul, "Oh, please don't leave."
他们可能在哀求保罗，你不要走啊。
Stay here with us.
你留下来跟我们一块儿吧。
We need you.
我们需要你。
But Paul is saying no.
但是保罗拒绝了。
I am entrusting you to God in His Word.
保罗说，我将教会和你们已经交托给神了。
Note what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我们看一看保罗在哥林多前书的第三章第五、第六节里说。
Paul was obviously an apostle.
保罗当然是一个使徒。
Apollos was a very gifted preacher.
阿波罗是一个很有能力的讲道的人。
But listen to what he wrote.
但是我们可以看看他写了什么。
What then is Apollos?
他说
What is Paul?
他说亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？
Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他成长。
So Paul is saying, God's work is not dependent on any human person.
保罗说，神的话不是建基在某一个人身上。
No matter how great, how gifted that person can be.
无论那个人是多有才华，多有恩赐。
God is the one responsible for any growth in the church.
对于所有的成长，神是负责的。
So right now, our church has not decided who will be the senior pastor after me.
现在呢，我们教会呢还没决定谁将会是下一任的主任牧师。
They are going through this process.
我们在进行一个招聘的程序。
But even if I were to tell you who that person is,
即使我告诉你谁是下一任的主
任牧师。If I were to tell you who the new senior pastor is,
即使我告诉你了他会是下一任的牧师。
Don't depend on that person.
不要依靠那个人。
He's only a human being.
他只是一个人。
Just like me.
像我一样。
I could tell you, oh, when I leave, we have a great staff, pastoral staff.
我可以告诉你，我离开以后，其实我们的教牧同工还是很优秀的。
And it's true.
这个是真实的。
We have some wonderful ministers on our team.
我们在教牧同工里有一些很出色的同工。
But don't depend upon them.
但是不要依靠他们。
Depend on God.
你要依靠神。
Our future is not dependent on any human leader.
我们的未来不是要依靠任何一个人的领导。
Therefore, we need to have faith.
所以呢，我们要有信心。
Yes, we don't know exactly what will happen, but we have a quiet confidence God's ultimately in control.
虽然我们不知道将会发生什么，但是我们心里知道一切的事情都掌管在神的手上。
So we have faith.
所以我们有信心。
We also express our faith through prayer.
我们怎么去表达我们的信心呢？是通过祷告。
And so we certainly would encourage you all to be praying for the church in its future.
我鼓励大家为教会的未来祷告。
Because it's dependent upon God, not upon any human being.
因为掌权的是神，不是任何人。
So let me summarize my last sermon.
我想在这里做一个总结。
I challenge all of you as people of influence to lead by example.
我想提醒大家，你们身为领导者，你们要以身作则。
Lead in terms of commitment.
要全力以赴。
In terms of humility,
要凡事谦卑。
In terms of sharing the full message of God,
要充满神的话语。
Finally, to look out for spiritual wolves.
然后我们要当心灵性上的豺狼。
We live in a very liberal country now, in liberal part of the world, the country.
我们可能就现在身在一个很开放的国家，而且这个。我们身处的部分也是比较思想开放的。
We need to know and be grounded in God's word.
但是我们要深深的去了解神的话语。
And finally, we entrust the church not to any human leader, but to God and His word.
最后呢，我们要把教会交托给神和他的话语，而不是交托给任何人。
And we show our trust through our faith and through our prayers.
我们交托是通过我们的信心。
So that's my hope for the future of our church.
这个就是我对我们教会未来的一个希望。
And I'm glad that I can entrust all the ministry into God's hands.
我很高兴我可以把所有的事工托付给神。
Let's pray together.
我们低头祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this particular passage.
谢谢主给我们这一段的经文。
We are so in awe of who you are, Lord.
我们对神是谁，我们真的表示惊叹。
Because you are an awesome, awesome God.
因为你是一个值得敬畏的神。
We've seen that you bless this church in many different ways.
我们看到神在这个教会上有各样的祝福。
And you've used many different leaders.
你已经使用了各个的领袖。
People have worked very hard in ministering in this church.
各个同工呢都很努力的去工作。
But our confidence is not in them.
但是我们的信心不是建基在他们身上。
Our confidence is in you.
我们的信心是建基在神身上。
Yes, different people may have played a part.
各个人可能有自己的职责。
But you were the one who gave the growth.
但是最终的成长是取决于你的。
We pray also that you will protect our church from spiritual attack.
我为我们教会不受这些灵性的攻击献上祷告。
That as there's so much false teaching around, help us to know your word clearly.
现在有很多的不正确的教导，求主让我们明白什么是真理。
And help us all to lead by our example, Lord.
帮助我们，让我们以身作则的去领导。
For many people, they are weary of hearing people's talking.
很多时候他们不愿意去听别人的话。
Help us to show that your word is true by the way we live.
帮助我们去明白你的话才是我们生活上的指引。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.